World superstar mezzo-soprano Catherine Jenkins, OBE, and Hollywood filmmaker, artist, and professor at New York University, Andrew Levitas, are proud patrons of the Wilderness Foundation Africa. Now, they visited South Africa to take part in the Wilderness Foundation Africa's 50th anniversary celebrations. We joined them in Cape Town. Welcome. Catherine, you've spoken a lot about a very emotional moment. You were pregnant, darting a rhino, and of course there's no greater life force than carrying life. Mm-hmm. And then the preservation of life follows. Being a mother, has that increased your commitment to wildlife and conservation?
Oh, absolutely. You know, in that moment, I think it was a secret we only knew. It was just my husband and I knew that I was pregnant with our first child. And I think in that moment, you just feel that responsibility. I have to do what I can to pass this on to our children and so forth. You know, my very first experience was when I was in South Africa on tour. I was taken to a rhino orphanage, and I'm ashamed to say that I didn't know anything about what was going on. And in that moment, I was horrified. And they asked me to go back to the UK and tell people what was going on, and I felt so strongly that I needed to, you know, go and spread that word. So. Yeah, I think it's definitely magnified by having children, and we have our children with us on this trip, and it'll be their first time getting to experience this, and hopefully they'll be little conservationists of the future.
They're quite lovely. Otto von Walt and I are here. We're in a room in the hotel, and the little children are playing outside, and they're absolutely delightful. Andrew, you create? Your visual work is extraordinary. Now, if you had to create, and I'm thinking of your metal work, but it can be any visual representation of work in response to protecting and sustaining species, people and places, what would you create?
I don't think there is a singular work that I would create. All of my work really in some way is connected to these issues. The most likely path would be to make actually one of my films. That really talks about and pushes into space of conservation. And I've been working for about 10 years. It's actually how I met, Dr. Muir around a film that I was putting together about, the illegal horn and ivory trade and trying to create a scenario where an audience might see that film and not feel that we were teaching them anything or indoctrinating them in some way. But that they might just watch the film and take it on and step out of the theater and suddenly feel activated to do something.
And isn't that the trick? Sharing as opposed to preaching.
I think it is. I think it is. And I think that the only path we have to real success, is trying to reach people that aren't already interested. And you have to do that through, in my opinion, through the arts, through music, through cinema.
That brings me to Catherine again. Mm-hmm. Okay, staying with the arts, and I think this is another tricky question. Catherine, if you can choose one aria, again, in response to protecting, sustaining species, people and places, one aria, what would it be?
Well, it's actually, there's two songs that I'm going to be singing at the concerts for the Wilderness Foundation Africa. I think one of them would be World in Union, and one of them would be Nella Fantasia. Because Nella Fantasia is a song about a fantasy world where there is peace and truth and justice and honesty, and the world in union is the same kind of sentiment of, you know, we all need to come together for one dream, one hope, work together, and, you know, have a responsibility wherever we live to try and help this so we can pass this on to the next generation.
Gosh, that is so beautiful, and I love the way you've used your beautiful art making to own and to share the responsibility. I'm going to pass you on to Otto now. Thank you.
I wanted to know what, because you're involved with various charities, and I wanted to know what drew you to this one. But as Mr. Muir explained, you were the first contact, Andrew, and then through that, Catherine, you came to the charity. But you could have very easily have said, well, you know, it's not my kind of thing. But as you explained, the visit to the orphanage, the rhino orphanage, certainly made an impression on you, which you couldn't shake or ignore when you got back to the UK. I guess the only thing I could ask after all these questions is, when are you coming and doing a big concert again in South Africa and in Cape Town, and when is your next album coming out?
Well, for sure new music. With the pandemic, there's been a lot of time of kind of catching up on concerts that were meant to happen in 2020 and 2021. So at the moment, I'm doing a lot of international travel, which has been lovely. And to be back on a stage again with, you know, live musicians and a live audience and see people in the flesh has been really wonderful. So yeah, more of that. And yes, and I can't talk about new album too much yet, but yes, there will be new music.
All right.
But I think, you know, further to the charity thing is, you know, my mum brought my sister and I up with this sort of, from a young age, understanding that if you can help, if you have success, if you are in a position, you must give back, and you must choose charities, I think, that, you know, that speak to you. So I generally have sort of three charities that are dear to my heart, and the work of Wilderness Foundation Africa is just, it's so inspiring. The fact that we get to do it together as well makes it, you know, so much
fun. It's one of the few things we agree on.
Well, then it can only be good, yeah.
And, you know, I love South Africa. It's, you know, if not my favorite country to travel to. So anytime I'm asked to perform a concert here, I jump at it. So, okay. Yeah, it's really lovely to be back.
Excellent. I'm assuming that in the Welsh culture, singing is a very big thing, because even here in Cape Town, we have a Welsh male choir. Oh, I don't know if you know about that.
Wow. Yes. You know that?
I feel like I actually did know that. Huh. Yeah.
But I think that in various places in the world, there are Welsh choirs, because yes. I think it's a big cultural thing.
Well, I think when you grow up in Wales, there's so much music, and I'm not sure that I would be in my situation had I not had all of that musical upbringing in Wales. So I think that there's, you know, male Welsh choirs and, you know, singing at the rugby. People get up and sing whether they can sing or not. Mm-hmm. But also the accent of Wales is, it lends itself to singing technique. So in the same way that Italians will speak with a very open vowel, so they'll say, Mamma mia. The Welsh also sing when they speak, so antibiotics. So it actually helps us, gives us a little bit of a technical edge, is my belief.
That's fascinating that you say that, because, you know, so many times you get voice training exercises and things, and, you know, people do sounds and stuff to practice the voice, but it's so interesting that you say that a language, an accent, can help you with that. But I think it just makes sense. It's logic, right? Yeah.
Well,
I mean, if that's the way you pronounce those vowels. Yeah.
If you naturally accentuate the vowel sound, I think that sort of maybe helps. And I don't know. It's definitely in the water. It's definitely the land of song. And I love that there's male voice choirs, you know, all over the world. But no, I think I've heard of the Cape Town male voice choir.
Yeah, it's quite possible. Yeah. I mean, maybe when you were here, they
might have sung. Yeah, I think so. Last time.
I don't have anything else. It's fantastic chatting to you guys.
Thank you.
And all the best. And I hope you enjoy your stay in Cape Town. I hope you get taken everywhere.
And I love the fact you both were teachers, or are teachers and parents, and using that wisdom and knowledge that you've gained over the years to give back in such a meaningful way. So thank you.
Well, as a teacher, I mean, I think I get more than I give.
Spoken like a true teacher.
<That's>
true. True educator. I love it. FMR.